It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. It's another beautiful day to bring two people back together. One's like, no, I really don't feel like talking to you anymore. Could be your face, could be your voice, could be that you forgot your damn wallet. It happens.
It does happen. And that's why we love to try to bring people together. And that's why we've got Justin calling. Hey, Justin.
Hey, how's it going?
We're good. Hopefully you're not one of those guys that forgot their wallets on a date, because that just happened. And I'd be like, listen, there might be a string of men out here in Madtown that just don't have a wallet.
That's true.
We'll get you a purse. It's fine. So tell us, my man, who are you calling about today?
I'm calling about this girl, Paige, that I went out with.
Okay. How'd you meet her?
Well, we met online, and I don't know, we had a lot in common. You know, I love sports. She loves sports, too, and she's fit and beautiful, and I thought, you know, it would be a good match since we had a lot of stuff in common, you know?
Okay.
All right.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
So where did you guys end up having your date at?
Well, we agreed to go to the drive-in. We went to Mallard Duck Pond drive-in over there, and they were playing Ferris Bueller's Day Off, classic movie, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And so I thought, oh, good. She likes, you know, funny movies, too. This one's a classic. This is perfect. And we were hanging out, kind of cozying up, having what I thought was a really great time.
Okay. Very good. So you guys are hanging out. We love the Mallards, honey.
Yeah.
Best baseball team in the world. Mm-hmm. And that they brought this great idea to have drive-ins. I really enjoy it. So when you guys were watching this movie, were you like sharing some popcorn? Did you put your arm around her? Did you try to cop a feel?
Yeah.
I mean, that still happens.
Get to the good stuff.
I didn't try to cop a feel, but we were cozied up. We both had some popcorn. I like candy, so I had some candy. She didn't want any, but we were sharing popcorn and candy. We're all cozy, cuddled up. It was like really romantic, really fun first date. I was having a great time. I think she was, too.
I bet she was.
Yeah.
I bet she was. What kind of car were you parking in?
Oh, yeah.
I bet it wasn't like Ferris Bueller's. That was a nice ride. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no. It wasn't Cameron's.
Oh, I had a
truck. I had a Chevy Colorado.
Oh, that's a hot truck.
Nice.
Okay, when do you want to pick me up?
Okay.
I was just looking at one of those, no joke.
That's right.
It's a really beautiful truck.
Come by the studio anytime.
You can come by the studio. Just kidding.
I'm probably busy moving someone this weekend.
Oh, no problem. I mean, you can pick my family and I up anytime. So how did the date end? I mean, did you get a nice hug? Did you kiss her?
Yeah, we just had a nice hug. We didn't kiss, but we had a nice hug, and we had a nice end of the date, I thought. Very polite. No kiss, but nice.
Not
weird or upsetting or anything.
Not weird. Those are weird. You never know like that. Should I do this? Should I kiss you?
It's always awkward on the first date. Yeah.
And then when you don't like the person, you're like, please don't kiss me.
Exactly.
Please don't do it.
It's like going off in your head.
No. All right, my man. This is what we're going to do. We're going to play a song. And then when we get back, we'll call Paige and then see why she's not getting back to you. And hopefully we can score you a second date. Sound good?
That sounds great. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. It's coming up next with Chris in the Morning Rush. Hopefully a second date between Justin and Paige on 93.1 Jams.
It's second date update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. We are back at it on the phone with a second date update and our boy Justin.
Yep. Justin is calling for a second date with Paige. So they met online and they seem to have a lot in common. He said that she's beautiful and fit. And, you know, they went to the Mallard's Duck Pond Drive-In. How fun. And saw Ferris Bueller's Day Off for their date.
Right.
And they were cozying up together. He said they had a great time. I mean, no goodnight kiss or anything, but you know, the first date is always awkward, but he's just not sure why she's not calling back now.
Why? Hmm. Well, we're definitely going to find out why. Justin, are you ready? We're going to give her a call.
I'm ready.
All right. Good luck to you.
Good luck.
Hello?
Hi, is this Paige?
Yeah.
Is this Turn the Page?
Ooh.
Okay, that was really lame.
I like it.
I mean, it was a good song back in the day, right?
Yes.
Hi, Paige. How are you? This is Krista and Tracy. We're calling from Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi. I'm good.
Good. So listen, you're probably like, why are we calling you? We get that a lot. We just wanted to say, you know what? We're just so happy that you're able, you know, to get back in the dating scene in Madison because you have been spotted as a very beautiful, smart young lady.
Yeah.
So just wanted.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome. Just want to give you kudos for that.
Yeah, that's something to be proud of.
But listen, you have not only been spotted here on the beautiful streets of Madtown, you've also been spotted on E! On Match.com, by the way. Do you remember going out with a guy named Justin?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, well.
Yeah.
Tell us what happened. Why aren't you calling him back?
Yeah, we want to know. He likes you.
Yes, he does.
Okay. Well, Justin, he was a nice guy. He was nice, really, really cute. And we had a good date. We went and saw Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and really, it was actually really romantic. Like, we snuggled up next to each other and laughed through the movie, and yeah, it was really good. So the movie ended, and you know, like that moment when you're like looking at someone and you just know that there's this, that you're going to kiss or something big's going to happen, and I just felt like he was hesitating, so I was like, well, I'm going to go for it. Well, I think he had the same idea at the same time, and we both went in and like completely missed each other. Like, completely. And I don't know, for me, that's like, first of all, a red flag. Like, I don't know, should be magnetic, right?
Sure. Yeah, just draw each other to you.
So I kind of lean back, and then he goes to lean in again, and I don't know, like, he like hesitate. I don't know what happened, but he ended up putting his arm around my neck and giving me a noogie.
No.
Yeah. He brought his hand up, gave me a noogie, and in the course of it, ripped my extension out of the back of my head, which hurt so bad.
Oh my gosh.
And he was totally oblivious to that. And then, yeah, which was expensive. Like, it was just it was like a nice night, but it was just such a bad ending that I don't know. I just thought maybe it was an omen for like future.
That's a hard noogie.
That's traumatic. Like, I remember going on a date once, and the guy went in to give me a kiss, and like, he slobbered all over my face, and I didn't even want him to even touch me. And then he did it again, like, right after.
Oh.
It was very uncomfortable. And, you know, a noogie. I mean, this is the classic, I'm going to put my finger, make a knuckle, and then put it on your head, and then rub the heck out of your head so it hurts.
He did. He took out an extension.
He took out an extension.
Wow.
Well, listen,
I've got three brothers, and a noogie. Says I'm your brother. So
for sure.
Yeah.
He might as well put your head in a toilet and did a squishy. I forgot what those are called. But listen, you know what? I get it. So let's not wait any longer, Paige, because he might have found your I don't know, your extension. I know he's never found you again, but Justin is on the phone. You are on Second Date Update, so say hello.
Hey, sis.
Hey, sis. Oh, Justin, what's up with the noogie?
It was just an awkward moment, and I was trying to defuse it, and the whole date was really great up until that point.
Yeah. Right.
You try to get the rebound and put it in.
Ooh, the rebound and put it in.
Yes.
I mean, I kind of understand this, Paige and Tracy. I mean, it was an uncomfortable moment, and like he said, he was trying to, like, I don't know, maybe make you laugh because it was so awkward.
He got nervous.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry about the extension.
Oh, yeah, the extension.
Yeah, the extension. That was a really hard noogie.
Yeah.
It's very painful.
It's very painful, Justin.
Yeah.
What are you going to do about it? She needs her hair.
Oh, no, you want to rip some of my hair out?
Oh! Okay. Well, that could be a good time,
that
Justin.
That could be, actually.
On that note, let's ask this. So, Paige, now you can kind of understand why he did it. It was an accident.
Yeah.
But that sounds like a good date, by the way, for date number two. Would you enjoy him allowing you to pull his hair out on a second
date? Well, it sounds only fair.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. Let's just clap to that. Just fair. Well, we're excited for you two to go back out with each other. And I don't know, do your thing. We'll, of course, pay for your date if you want to go back to the Mallard's Duck Pond drive-in. That's always a great time. Or maybe you want to go, you know, out to dinner, or, you know, just go straight to the bedroom and start pulling each other's hair out. I mean, whatever, dude.
That's how you get rid of awkwardness.
That's right.
Just do it.
Just pull each other's hair out.
That's right.
It's just like I used to do with my Barbie dolls.